It's time now for the third and final part of Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson, a detective story in three parts with Geoffrey Hinsliff as Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon as Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins as Sally Kingsley. Part three, The Trusty Arm of the Law. Sally Kingsley is the only witness who can identify Rosa Harris's murderer. Meanwhile, the police turn their attention towards the television repair business.
It's as many as I could get in the time.
But not all of them.
All but two or three one-man outfits. I can check them by tea time.
Never mind. Graham, tell me what you have.
Nobody serviced the Harris set that day.
Officially?
Officially. These are the lists of staff and jobs. Nobody at the Harris's. And service cards confirm the same. Nobody there for months.
Who provided the Harris TV?
I don't know, sir.
What do you mean, you don't know?
Sales records seem harder to dig out than servicing. They're looking through the lists. Now, knowing Louis Harris, he paid cash and took it out the back door of the shop.
You know him that well?
No, sir, just speculating.
Yeah. What's this lot?
Discharged employees. You asked for them.
You know why?
Well, if this bloke isn't a regular service engineer, he could be a little backstreet merchant avoiding the tax. But Trent...
And have lists of TV customers from his own firm.
It's incredible, isn't it? All around the country are lists of victims, all owning or renting a TV on the guarantee.
Thousands of them.
He knocks on the door, says he's from XYZ TV Company, just dropped in to do the 6-monthly checkup under the guarantee, free, you know, part of the service. And in he goes. What do you think, Graham?
Oh, very plausible, sir. So long as the victim doesn't check with the TV firm about the visit.
Casing the place. All the time in the world while he's tarting up a few chokes and testing the odd circuit, and wham, bang, 3 months later he's in for the loot.
Yes, sir. But what was the point of killing Mrs. Harris?
Good point. So he's a maniac, roaming the streets in a little grey van looking for voluptuous women to strangle.
It's feasible, sir.
Wilkinson?
No, I agree with Graham, sir. Mm.
So you've got a suspect?
Well, 4 or 5, actually. But, Bernard Marling was dismissed from Cosmo TV and Video.
When?
5 months ago. 26, big bloke. Fair engineer, but wanted to get into the admin side. No go. Sacked. Kicked in 3 or 4 valuable pieces of equipment and thumped the manager before he sloped off.
No charges?
No, they didn't want the publicity.
But he could have had the customer lists.
Well, yeah, they hardly hide them.
You follow this up?
Graham did.
That's right, sir. He left his digs a couple of days after the row, and he keeps on the move ever since. He was in Raleigh Avenue about the time of the murder.
5 minutes from Rosewood, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But why should he kill Mrs. Harris?
We'll find a reason. Follow it up, Wilkinson.
Sir?
See if you can chase up a current address and look at any of the others who were sacked within 2 years of our murder.
Right. Ready, Graham?
No, leave Graham with me. I need a chauffeur and, someone to talk to.
Right, sir. I'll report in with the hard news when it happens.
Fine. I'll be around till later. And let's have a few answers this time, eh? Right answers at that. Well?
Well, what, sir?
That look you projected. I thought for a minute your eyes were going to turn a space alien green.
No, not quite, sir. It's just that the lists are not really complete.
Wilkinson said they were, apart from a few small fry.
I know. But there's a pretty big outfit missing.
Oh? Which one would that be?
Harris.
Ah, well, I've been a bit hard on him. I'll get around to it eventually.
Well, that's just it, sir. He did get round to it.
I see. How do you know that?
They told me when I went to see him.
So he's dropped the report somewhere. Look, I tell you what, we'll help him out. You go back to Harris and repeat the exercise and bring it to 50 Wentford Avenue. I'm going home to see if I'm still able to cook beans on toast.
Hello there. Anybody home?
Who's that?
Me, the trusty arm of the law. Who do you think it was?
I don't know. I forgot to lock the door.
Well, I'll drop the latch. You ought to remember.
I know. Your boss went on about that at some length.
Oh. He's been here, then?
3 or 4 times. And he came to the hospital. He thinks I might be an important witness.
You are, when your memory returns.
Mm. Well, now they've found the van, it won't be long before they track him down.
They found the van?
Yeah. Didn't you know?
I'm busy chatting up old ladies. You'll tell me soon enough. Where was it?
In the brick pond, the other side of town.
Yeah.
According to your Mr. Turner, the forensic scientist will soon find out all sorts of things.
From past experience, I doubt that somehow.
You look tired.
Oh, I am. 15 hours on the go.
Coffee?
Please.
Something to eat?
Well, I wouldn't say no.
Okay. I'll revert to my primitive role as slave woman and see what there is in the kitchen. Put your feet up.
I'll put your telly on for the international match.
Oh, you'll be lucky. The mechanic came, but it's still playing up. Try giving it a bang. It sometimes works.
Turner here.
Who?
Oh, Graham. Yeah. What? No, yeah. All right, lad, all right. I'm sure you'd not ring if it wasn't important. Now, what is it? Yeah. Arrow's List. Yes, good. Did they object? Yeah, I see. Well, Wilkinson has 3 potentially mad TV engineers. How many of you? Only one. Ah, well, that's something. Who? Are you sure? I see. Go on. You have spoiled my dinner. How long was it? 5 years. Yes, it's a fair old time. Yes, I know it's tricky. Look, check all the duty rosters as far back as you can. I'll be with you in 10 minutes and, keep it to yourself. Right? Right. Get on with it. You sure? Absolutely sure?
Yes, sir.
Shit.
The papers are here. Date of joining, exams passed at the tech, promotions, date of leaving.
He met Mrs. Harris on one of his servicing trips.
Looks like it. Took ages to dig out the old records, but you can see the flurry of visits. 8 in a year.
They'd have done better to buy a new set.
They did. He installed it.
What else?
Street visits. Recorded ones.
And God knows how many unofficial ones. And it's all very circumstantial. There's no proof. There's nothing we can charge him with. Except...
Sir?
Get Miss Kingsley on the phone. If anybody but Miss Kingsley answers it, cut it off. Don't let on it's us. And don't say a word. Not a word. Right?
Right, sir.
Four double nine double nine, Kingsley. Hello. 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 And sod you too.
Is that the phone?
Yeah, some nutter. Breathing hard and put the phone down.
Oh, one of those.
You get a few of them, do you?
Oh, now and again. Some of them make the usual offers.
Pervert.
Yeah. Some of them might just be wrong numbers.
Yeah, and I'm growing wings. You report them, I take it?
What?
In decent course, you report them.
Oh, I can't be bothered. I just put the phone down before they get to the really dirty bits.
You should.
Oh, I know. But how many of them do you catch? Anyway, most of them are only old men with bronchitis. I'll tell them to cut down on the fags before shutting them off.
You're a pretty cool character.
You think so?
Well... Nobody gets much change, do they?
Oh, as much as they deserve. Life wasn't that great when we were kids.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no, you don't. My old man leapt off with the usual bit of fruit when I was 10. My old lady didn't exactly love men after that.
How about you?
Oh, I can take them, and I can leave them.
You'd approve of Rosie, then?
Rosa? Yeah. It wasn't my way, but she... took men and left them when it suited her.
And that's what it's all about?
No. Oh, it's something you'd probably never understand.
That's right, anyway. In my book, once a woman says yes, that's it. Today, tomorrow, forever.
Mm. Till you decide you've had enough.
Maybe.
One law for women, another for men.
Well, I wouldn't put it exactly like that.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Here's your coffee.
Thanks.
Hey, I see you charmed the TV back to life.
Oh, nothing much. You'll need a fresh decoder before Christmas.
Oh, will I now? That sounds very professional.
Not really.
I thought the tube was going.
It could be, as well as... Look, see the wavy lines when I turn your colour up?
Yeah.
Now they've gone. Colour's on the pale side. Cool, like you. Maybe you need a new decoder too.
Maybe. I'm impressed. You're a TV genius.
I'm flattered. Just an amateur tinkerer.
Your chief inspector says a TV engineer could be the one you're looking for.
Yeah. I suggested that line of inquiry. That's why I'm knackered. Chasing up all the engineers, fitters, trainees, the lot for this town.
Good Lord. How far back?
Ooh, 2 or 3 years.
Don't you ever get fed up?
Frequently.
How long have you been a policeman?
Five years. Why?
Curiosity. I'm surprised you're still a constable.
Well, it takes time, love, to get off the bottom rung. That's why I'm in CID. 6 months with Turner will see me moving up. Funny you should ask.
Not really. I mean, you're obviously keen and pretty intelligent and a long way past 20.
Thanks. You might tell the chief.
I did. He asked me what I thought of you.
Oh, so-and-so. What did you tell him?
Oh, that's telling.
Sneaky, eh?
No, not really. I didn't tell him you sometimes frighten me to death the way you pop up out of nowhere.
Oh, sorry about that. You're valuable property. Any minute that memory's going to click into gear and you'll remember the chap who murdered Rosie. And I want to be around when you do.
That's what you tell me. If you weren't a policeman, I'd have suspected sinister motives.
Hey, you're sinister. Ridiculous. At least it means you don't think policemen are villains.
Some of them are.
A few. They usually get found out.
Not always.
Can't guarantee it.
Because everybody's looking for the villain in the opposite direction.
What about that grub?
I'll put some soup on the stove. It'll be a minute or two yet. And there's some bacon and mushrooms and an egg on the breadboard to make you an omelette. Is that all right?
Sounds marvellous.
What do you do before you join the police?
Oh, school. Tech. Passed a few exams. Mucked about with different jobs.
Not one in particular.
You're persistent, aren't you? I suppose you'll be running off to Mr. Turner to check me out in the morning.
Why should I?
It was a mistake.
What was?
Big mistake. Mind you always make one. If you're lucky, it doesn't count. This time I've made 2 or 3. It's been getting very hairy for a day or two.
What has?
That bugger Turner's dropping me for Dan Graham. And he stopped telling me things.
Oh, you're imagining it.
Am I? It all depends if they check on the lists.
What lists?
Not for your ears. Confidential stuff. We are looking for the bloke who killed Rosie. Damn it, all you have to do is say it was Chapman going in the house an hour earlier that day and it's all over.
But it didn't look like him at all.
More like me, you keep saying.
So he was. Very much like you. What mistake did you make?
What?
Well, you said you made a mistake, a big mistake.
I shouldn't have mended your TV. I thought I was doing you a favour.
Oh, you were.
It was stupid. Set you off. And you're never going to stop asking about it until you're satisfied.
You were a TV engineer.
Yes, I was.
So it was you I saw. And it was you a year ago. And you're the one who called her Rosie. I answered the phone once when you asked for her, when she wouldn't talk to you.
Go on. Finish your fairy tale. Tell me I killed her.
Did did you?
Why should I?
Because she went to bed with other blokes like Martin and Eric.
Eric?
Oh. Didn't you hear about him? I think he was in the entertainment business. At least she found him entertaining for a month or two.
Dirty cow. She was nothing better than a whore.
You have something against whores.
Bloody women.
You didn't think she was saving it all up for you, did you?
Go on. Tell me you think that's the way women should behave.
Oh, not really. At least it wouldn't suit me. All she did was treat men like men treat women.
I wanted to marry her.
She was married already.
Oh, God, there's such a thing as divorce.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. Why do you think I joined the force? To prove I'd settle down. To show her I was no randy house-to-house crawler looking for a cheap piece of action. I wanted to marry her. She wouldn't listen. She just went on and on, chucking her talcum powder all over the place and told me to piss off. I got mad.
So you killed her?
I don't remember.
She was your first...
What?
First woman.
Hell no. What sort of a freak do you think I am? I've had dozens, too many to remember.
What happened to them?
I kissed them all goodbye when it suited me.
And when it didn't suit you?
I don't remember. What about that omelette?
Any minute now. Look, you're sick. Very sick.
As fit as you?
No way. I think we should ring for a doctor.
Dr. Bloody Turner, I suppose. No way, Miss Kingsley. You were always the dangerous one.
Me? I thought you were beginning to fancy me.
Nothing doing. You're not in my plan.
Aren't I attractive enough for you?
Tight jeans, no bra, but no tits to speak of. 5 out of 10, no more.
Oh, thanks.
You were the only one who saw me. Sooner or later, you were going to put the bits together. So I was always on your doorstep, waiting, like...
Oh, you fancied me, admit it.
It's all right, I fancied you. But you don't figure in my plan. Turn around and face the wall. It won't take a minute.
Well, what about your omelette?
Later, turn around.
No, you don't have to.
Of course I do.
I won't say anything. I didn't really see you. Honest, I didn't.
Turn around.
Look, I'll scream. There are people upstairs.
I've seen them. Puffs. By the time they've scraped up enough courage to come downstairs, I'll be a mile away. And coming in this direction. Turn around.
No. Bastard, I won't. I'm not giving in to a bloody maniac.
Right, we'll do it the other way. Bitch! Kill you. I'll kill you.
Get off me! Ow! Ow!
Get up. Get up. Go on, get
up. I can't, you
bastard. I can't. Get up. Here. Clean on the wall. If it's Turner, you can say your breath. It's your will against mine. There's not a shred of proof.
Miss Kingsley! Miss Kingsley. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Ah, see, you have company.
Well, sir, good to see you.
Nice to be wanted.
Oh, thank God you came.
Thank you, Graham, here. Can you walk, Sally?
Yes, I think so.
Walk over to me, then. Yeah, that's it. Steady now. Good girl. Look after her, Graham.
Something up, sir?
Plenty. Stand by that wall, lad.
Sir?
By the wall. I've a dozen heavies outside, if you prefer it that way.
There's not a word of truth in what she says, sir.
She's hardly said a word yet.
Oh, she will. She will? Bitches always do. She'll tell you I killed Rosie.
Will you tell me that, Miss Kingsley?
Yes. He killed Rosie. He admitted it.
See,
What did I say?
I love Rosie. We could have been happy together.
You think so?
Yes, I loved her. You understand, don't you?
I think I do, lad.
You said there were others.
Oh, quite a boy, eh?
They tell such lies, sir.
Want to tell me about them?
Oh, no, sir. No, there's no proof. No proof at all, sir. They tell such awful lies all the time, lying.
You don't like women much, do you?
I hate them. The whole bloody sex crazed lot of them. You know what they do, don't you?
No. Tell me.
They castrate you. All the bloody time. Castration. Nothing but castration. Well, you can't just let it go on, can you? I mean, can you?
Well, Miss Kingsley, what would you say to a small libation to conclude the evening?
Brandy?
No problem. Constable Graham?
The same, please, sir.
So it shall be. And for this evening, I think it might be John and Dan, eh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and I'm Sally.
We're not that love. Short for Sarah, isn't it?
Yes.
It doesn't seem to me that you have much cause to be on first-name terms with members of the police force just now.
No, after tonight, I'm beginning to think that some of our police are almost human.
Laura's a great cook, isn't she?
Oh, she is. But I suspect she's a great deal more than a good cook.
Right again, love. We make a pretty good team. She's only got back from visiting her mum yesterday.
Oh, how is the old, her mother?
Well, there's no bones broken. And pleading to get off a ward full of golden oldies. Her own words.
How old is she?
74.
Oh, look, all the more reason for me and Dan to do the washing up.
Next time you can, both of you. Tonight, Laura thought we ought to talk, and I agree. Yeah, here's your drinks. And yours, Dan. And not to worry, you can both take a taxi home. Right?
Anything you say. Cheers.
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 And our sincere apologies. You must have been scared to death before we got to you.
Shaking right down to my toes. But really, it was my own fault.
How was that?
Oh, well, I recognised him almost from the first meeting. But it didn't make sense. I mean, he was a policeman.
He was. And he didn't look like a villain.
He still doesn't to me. Oh, God. He had so much going for him. What will happen now?
Oh, he'll be detained after the trial. In Broadmoor, if he's lucky.
Oh.
Well, there are worse places, you know.
How long?
Until he recovers.
He's insane, of course.
Pretty far round the bend.
What about all the other murders?
All those. Don't tell it, then.
We're still checking. But it looks as if there weren't any others.
But he said...
Fantasy. Pure fantasy, all in his head, poor sod.
All of it? Are you sure?
Well, best part of it, at least. Seems he had this thing about women. But it didn't put him off them altogether.
It never does.
Now, he kept his TV customer lists, his grey over jacket and his box of tools for unofficial visits.
And his warrant card covered the rest.
Yes. He bought the grey van from a scrapyard. He kept it in a lock-up garage and didn't bother with tax or insurance. All he had to do was wave his warrant card when all else failed and claim he was on an undercover job.
So he had plenty of clients?
Quite a few. Victims, I'd call them. They all denied it at first. Then it got pretty embarrassing when they realised he'd left very explicit lists.
How about Rosa?
Human nature, love. He was besotted, head over heels. It does happen, you know.
And she threw him over for a fly-by-night car salesman.
Oh, which she had every right to do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Yes, I am, but I mean it. I assure you, we're not making any moral judgments tonight. But no one has the right to take another life in a civilised society. Answer it, Rita.
Yes, sir.
I didn't really like what she did.
No, I didn't imagine you would.
Yes? Yes, he's here.
I mean, she got pretty casual about it.
So it seems.
Who? Oh. I see. Where? On the list. You're sure about that? Yeah.
Sounds like work again.
Don't you ever get fed up with it all?
Most of the time, and so does Laura.
Right, he'll be in touch.
More petty crime?
Sergeant Greaves, reporting on the Wilkinson follow-up. checking on the addresses we found in his papers.
Anything interesting turn up?
Yes. Two or three break-ins following his visits.
At all?
No, sir. It looks very much as if three of his customers are on our missing persons list.
All women, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Looks as if Sally could be right about the other murders.
Yes, sir.
I think I could do with another drink.
You're all right, sir.
No. Just get us all another drink, and one for Laura. You can take it through to her.
Right, sir.
What will you do?
Oh, the usual. Check on all unidentified bodies. Drag a few local ponds. Check all his belongings for different bloodstains. Probably put out a national request for information.
Drink, sir.
Thanks, Dan. Tell Laura I'll not be long with.
Right, sir.
You really do care, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. The lad was one of ours. Mine, really. We never like to see one go bad. Never as bad as Dave. He seemed so right. Clean, willing to learn. He'd have gone a long way, you know. I had him marked above Dan Graham.
You were wrong.
I know. I know.
And so was I. I hope they'll be kind to him. You don't have any children, Chief Inspector, do you?
No. There were reasons. I know what you think.
Oh, wrong again. Look, when this lot's sorted out, I wouldn't mind an invitation to call again.
Well, any time. Thank you. We'd like that very much. Very much indeed.
You've been listening to the final part of Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson. Geoffrey Hinsliff played Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon, Constable Wilkinson, Jane Collins, Sally Kingsley, Brian Southwood, Martin Chapman, and Andy Rushley as Lewis Harris. Afternoon Call was produced for the BBC by Tony Clifford.